You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of caterpillars like new growth. That's what they like to eat, so young leaves. So it's the new growth, and then the tips have been chewed away. Yeah, this looks like something interesting.
In a Costa Rican rainforest, ecologist Grant Gentry and a team of Earthwatch volunteers are searching for caterpillars and parasitoids, the organisms that prey on caterpillars. Welcome to Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries, a glimpse of the world of science from the inside.
A parasitoid, it's really kind of a specialized kind of predator. It's an organism, almost always an insect, that will lay an egg or a larva on or inside of another host, usually another insect. And then that parasitoid's offspring, the maggot, will feed on that living host. So it always kills its host within one generation. That's what a parasitoid does.
Yeah, it's a little predator. You're zipping around. Be careful, you might drop and get more of that vine.
The scientific community doesn't really know how important a role parasitoids play in forest dynamics here, in the tropics or really even in the States. There's some evidence that shows that parasitoids are extremely important in keeping certain organisms' populations low or affecting where they can live or how they can live or their behavior. In some systems, parasitoids provide, 40% of the mortality of some specific species of, let's say, caterpillar. If you have a healthy mix of parasitoids and predators in a banana plantation, then that can potentially translate into fewer pest caterpillars.
We'll hear more on caterpillars in future programs. You can hear this and previous programs on our podcast. Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries are made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.